What's up, angels? It's your girl, Angie Ray. I'm back. Okay, you guys know that's what I do. Anywho, I have been super, super busy, but I've gotten a break, and so I'm here. I actually miss you guys a whole lot. So much to talk about. I'll just highlight and chat about the things that have been most important, what's been going on with me. So, first of all, I definitely need you guys to chime in on this episode. Just drop me a little, you know, 2 second, 3 second audio. Tell me what you've been up to. Any highlights in your life for the last couple months, and I'll be sure to pop on over and give you a visit. So, I actually was blessed with my first listing from, from the Atlanta Film Festival. So I met someone networking, and that person was looking to sell their home. So they remembered a couple years ago when I first was licensed as a real estate agent that, you know, that I was in the industry. So they just simply asked me if I could, you know, help them list their home, and that's how I got my first deal. So I'm super excited. That all came from networking. And I just want to, I just had to come out here and tell you guys that, you know, sometimes we don't see our like immediate results from the things that we are doing, like networking or studying or working. But then a couple years later, something might happen and you're like, wow, that's the fruit of my labor. Or you may really, really want something so bad, but it's not in the cards for you. But then a couple years later, you may figure out why. So I have a cute little story to tell you guys about a little bit later in this very, very short segment. But I'm so excited about my first listing. So if you're looking for a home in Union City, which is south of Atlanta, about 30 minutes south of Atlanta near the airport, I can't help you because I got an offer on the home. So we are pending due diligence. And so what that means is once they do their inspections and everything is, you know, A-okay, then we go to the closing table. Okay. So that's kind of how that works. If you want any more information or you're looking for a home, you want to buy a house, you want to list your house, you want to rent an apartment, I can help you with that if you're in the Atlanta area. You can definitely reach out to me. My email is angierayproductions@gmail.com. But all of my contact information is at angierayproductions.com. So you can find the link somewhere, either on Twitter or on Instagram or Facebook. I'm all over. Just Google. Okay, so my second little story is, okay, a couple years ago when I was going to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy, years and years and years ago, I did my showcase, and I was one of, I think, like two or three students who were approached by an agent pretty much immediately after my showcase. And I was presented with a contract. They wanted to sign me across the board. However, I did not want to sign with anybody across the board. If you know what across the board means, it means like they want to represent you in all aspects. So commercially, theatrically, voiceover, everything, right? And I just didn't want that. I wanted to diversify my portfolio. So I had a lawyer look over the contract, and she said it seemed like it was up to par, just that it needs to have different language specifying that I don't want it across the board. Long story short, I never ended up signing with them because that was never realized. No hard feelings. I mean, years later, just recently, I saw an article on SAG-AFTRA, which is the Screen Actors Guild website, saying that agency is now under investigation for basically embezzling money. And I'm just like, wow. Like, there's actors who have not gotten paid. They're no longer represented by SAG-AFTRA. So SAG-AFTRA has taken away their franchise abilities to contract out with different production companies, different agencies. And I'm just like, you know what? Sometimes we want something so bad, but then God is like, nope, can't give that to you. Nope. And He knows why, but we don't. I'm so thankful that that I'm not waiting for, not like hundreds and thousands of dollars, it's missing. So people have rent to pay. People are parents. They're helping their families. I mean, they're really, it's really, really hard, you know, being an entertainer. And so for someone that you trust, who's supposed to be your agent, for them to like embezzle the money, that is like the lowest of the lows. And I hope that that agent has really asked God to forgive him and that he's changing his ways, or but it's just, it's awful. Like, come on. I don't know how far greed can get someone. I don't know what the reason was. I don't know all of the details, but what I do know is that several people are missing hundreds and thousands of dollars, and it all points back to the agent. And the agent actually cashed it. So there's documentation that the checks have been cashed. So that is just a legal fuse waiting to blow up. Anywho, that was my little story I want to tell you about in regards to being patient. That's what it boils down to. What else? Oh, so I don't know if you guys have been watching anything, but you know, I like to suggest things for you to watch. And if you have not, I suggest that you watch When They See Us, which is Ava DuVernay's story about the Central Park Five, which were five boys who were minorities. They were accused of raping a woman without any evidence, no DNA, no nothing. And they served anywhere from 6 to 15 years in prison. And just recently in 2014 or 15, they were exonerated because the real killer appeared. So it's a 5-part series, and it's definitely something that I feel like you need to watch, whether you're Black, white, Asian, Indian, Hispanic, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just need to watch it so we can change the narrative that's out there in the world, because people like to judge based on color, and that's pretty much what happened. So without giving away any more details, definitely check out When They See Us. It's on Netflix now. Okay, for you guys who love drama and love like fabulous drama, what's called Big Little Lies is back on. So if you have never watched that series, I suggest that you do. The first part was, I think, 6 parts. The first season was like 6 parts, so that's about 6 hours. And then now we're into season 2, and I think it's like episode 3 or 4 coming up on Sunday. So you definitely have time to catch up. You can binge if you want. Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman, Laura Dern, Zoe Kravitz, who else? Renee, I don't know why Renee is out. Oh my God, Reese Witherspoon. They all star in Big Little Lies, and that is showing on HBO. So I definitely suggest that you see that. I feel like there's other shows that I have watched in between, but I've been so busy, guys. Like, it's really been a roller coaster. So I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. And the rest of the show is basically some snippets that I've done as far as voiceover. I hope that you like the variety. Please, again, chime in. I want to hear from you guys. I miss you guys so much, and I love you immensely. Bye, angels.
You watch them grow, and you start to think you did a good job. And then one night, you look away.
Please! Stop right there!
Don't resist! Do not resist!
Let's get an army of blue up in Harlem. You go into those projects and you stop every little thug you see. You bring in every kid who was in the park last night.
This is Mike. Mike has moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea. After years of struggling with CPAP and constantly being tired, Mike felt hopeless. Then, Mike found out about Inspire. Inspire is the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with just the click of a button. Inspire is a small device that keeps your airway open using a gentle pulse. It's implanted in the body with three small incisions in a same-day outpatient procedure. After the procedure, Mike works with his doctor to fine-tune his Inspire. Once it's fine-tuned, Mike simply clicks the remote to turn on Inspire and goes down to sleep. While Mike is asleep, Inspire monitors his breathing. Every time Mike's airway closes, a gentle pulse moves the tongue out of the way and keeps Mike breathing freely. And more importantly, sleeping soundly, the way he used to. This has been a total game changer for Mike. Mike is getting more out of life and back to being his old self again. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Inspire. Honey, dishes. One of the ways I show my friends and family I care is by preparing them a delicious meal. And Publix understands that. The butchers, the bakers, the associates all put a lot of pride into making sure I have the best cuts of meats to choose from, that their fresh seafood is never frozen and in the store quickly. I can even get more than a dozen varieties of scratch-made bread at Publix every day. Now that's love. They really go the distance, just like I do, for the people I care about. Public supermarkets, where shopping is a pleasure. Down on the farm, we're always picking what's fresh. You can too. Come on in for Bob Evans Pick 2 combos. Half sandwich combos, soup and salad combos. Over 100 Pick 2 combos starting at just $5.99. Put your Pick 2 together for lunch and dinner, for here or to go. Honey, work was hectic today and we won't have time to cook. What do you say, take out for dinner tonight? Wow, sounds fancy. Now that I've got time for. Hey girl. My days are hectic. I don't know how you get it all done. It's not easy. But I get help when I need it. Like at Publix, their deli has a variety of delicious salads, smokehouse ribs, and chicken tender subs. That's lunch and dinner on the table and off my plate. That sounds like the kind of help I need. Simple and easy. Works for me. What does Tarrant County College mean for your business? TCC means an educated, trained, and certified workforce. TCC means more productivity and more potential. TCC means you have a total workforce solutions partner for the long term. TCC means business. This has been an Angie Ray production.